Welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark Abel. Gentlemen.
Hello, Mark.
Hey, good to see you.
So we are going to talk about blood pressure and particularly orthostatic blood pressure changes. Listeners will know that a symptomatic drop in blood pressure when one stands up is not a good thing. When autonomic reflexes are impaired or intravascular volume is markedly depleted, a significant reduction in blood pressure occurs when one stands, and this is what we refer to as orthostatic hypotension. This can cause dizziness and syncope and angina, and perhaps in its most extreme forms can lead to strokes. The normal compensatory mechanisms usually correct when a person stands up, but there is often still a small measurable drop in systolic blood pressure on the order of 5 to 10 millimeters of mercury and an increase in diastolic pressure of about the same magnitude. A bigger drop can cause problems. So many people on high blood pressure medicines take these drugs. And what do we know about aggressive antihypertensive treatment and how it's associated with orthostatic hypotension? The poem that you found comes from the Annals of Internal Medicine. It was published in 2021. And it asks the question, are lower blood pressure goals associated with a higher likelihood of orthostatic hypotension? It sort of makes sense. Mark, what did they find?
Yeah, this was yet another meta-analysis. I think we're 5 for 5 this month. We'll have to find something that isn't a meta-analysis next week. But they found randomized trials. They looked at the usual databases, Cochrane, PubMed, and they compared intensive goals for blood pressure treatment with less intensive goals. And, you know, there have been a number of studies recently that have looked at that. The two investigators abstracted the articles, evaluated them for quality. All of the studies were open label. So there's a risk of what we call information bias because investigators knew what the patient was getting treated with and might have asked the question differently because they knew what they were, maybe they anticipated what to expect. All told, the studies enrolled over 18,000 patients. Intensive blood pressure treatment was associated with a lower risk for orthostatic hypotension, but not by much. Odds ratio was 0.93. The confidence interval 0.86 to 0.99, so just barely lower. The likelihood of orthostatic hypotension wasn't different with active treatment as compared with placebo. The effect didn't differ if the patient had or didn't have orthostatic hypotension before randomization. The original studies and these authors, and this is really important, didn't evaluate for rates of lightheadedness, syncope, or falls. And so bottom line, orthostatic hypotension, which is kind of a disease-oriented endpoint, a drop of 20 millimeters systolic or 10 millimeters diastolic after moving from sitting to standing wasn't associated with more intensive treatment of blood pressure and actually maybe a little less likely to occur. Again, I think it's a major limitation that they don't report the true patient-oriented outcomes of lightheadedness, syncope, and falls, which were somewhat more common in some of these larger trials.
Nobody ever dies of high blood pressure per se, right? They die of a stroke or a heart attack. And the fact that somebody's blood pressure drops is correlated with symptoms. But if you're going to look at whether, in fact, there are symptoms, you should look at those symptoms, not strictly the numbers. So I wonder why they did that. It seems intuitive that you'd want to look at patients' experience.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I certainly know my own personal experience. I had the combination of moving my blood pressure dosing lisinopril to the evening, to bedtime, based on the Kronos trial, and increasing the dose slightly because my control wasn't where I wanted it to be. It was like in the 140s over 90s. And then also during the pandemic, losing about 10 pounds because I wasn't going out to eat as much. No giant burritos for lunch anymore. And when I did that, I got up a couple times middle of the night and passed out, you know, scared my dog, scared my wife, scared me a little bit. When I just checked my blood pressure, it was like 107 over 70. And so I cut the blood pressure medicine dose. It's all good now, but certainly, you know, that isn't important and you can hurt yourself when you do something like that, right? It's a not benign kind of thing. So anyway, I think we do need to look for that evidence and not just these sort of intermediate outcomes.
Well, thanks. Thanks for sharing that, Mark. We will talk with you again in a week.
Sounds great.
Well, that's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to read this and other recent poems, please go to www.essentialevidence.com. And please join us again next week for another medical poem.